Wayne Massingham is here with his reviews and recommendations of the best in film, music, and television. It's Wayne's 4x2, four reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, thanks for joining us again this morning. How are you?
I'm good, Jack, and nice to see a bit of sun in Sydney today. So
yes.
Weather might be turning nicer.
Turning for the better. Friday's supposed to be a little bit sunnier, so, but the weekend's looking overcast. So
yeah.
We might need some movies and TV and music from
Definitely.
You. Definitely. What have you got for us today?
Okay, well, we were just talking off air about 28 Years Later and how much we enjoyed it, which I spoke about last week. But then this week, last weekend, was another massive film that opened, and it's called F1. So let's start with that. To start off, I'm not really a motor racing fan at all, an F1 fan. So, and this sort of film probably doesn't normally excite me, but it's very, very good in a technical way and as big set scenes way. F1 is the new film from Joseph Kosinski, who directed Top Gun Maverick. And I guess it shares with that where it's maybe not a terribly deep story. There's probably not a lot of great character development, but you're sort of blown away by the set scenes and the action scenes. And the racing scenes in F1 are really tremendous. This is an Apple film production. Some people said that the budget is around $250 million. So it's a huge investment. They've shared it with Warner Brothers to release it in cinemas. And it's definitely a cinematic film. You could wait to watch it at home, but if you're interested in F1, I'd say get out there. This is about a race driver called Sonny Hayes, who back in the 90s was a hot nut new thing in F1, and then he had an accident and his career fell away, and he's just been doing lower circuits and just making a dollar. And a fellow Ruben, played by Javier Bardem, used to race with him. He now owns an F1 team that's really struggling. So halfway through the year, he sort of just thinks, I'm going to be desperate. He tracks down Sonny driving at Daytona in Florida and says, will you come on board the team? So then he comes aboard the struggling team. His young teammate, Joshua Pierce, played by Damson Idris. He's the hot new thing. And it's a meshing of their styles, trying to get the car back on track, and it really drives you straight into the Formula One world. The film was made with the cooperation of F1, and it's filmed at some iconic places like Silverstone in the UK, Abu Dhabi, and yeah, it's just really good fun. It's big screen entertainment. The sound is great. All the racing scenes are great. And even as I said, I'm not into F1, but I still enjoyed it. Brad Pitt is his charming self as Sonny Hayes. As I said, we've got Javier Bardem in it. Damson Idris is really wonderful. And Kerry Condon, who I'm always a big fan of, is also in the film. So I wouldn't say it's an A-grade film, but it's certainly A-grade entertainment. That's F1, and that's in cinemas right now.
Racing into cinemas now.
Yeah.
Had to do it. Had to say it.
Yeah.
Had to do it. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Wayne. What else have you got for us today?
Okay, well, let's go with a deliciously dark British show. I guess it's sort of, I wouldn't say it's a comedy, but it's got a bit of dark humour in it. It's called A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. This is a BBC series, just the 6 episodes, and it's locally available on Stan. I wasn't very familiar with the series of novels written by Holly Jackson, and apparently she's four in the series. And this is based on the first one, and it stars Emma Myers, who plays Pip in a small, beautiful Somerset village. She's in her last year at high school, and she has to do an EPQ, which I learned quite a bit about. EPQ, it stands for Extended Project Qualification, and it basically gives you extra credit. And she decides her EPQ is to investigate the disappearance of a fellow classmate from a few years ago, and that is called Andy, who was never found, presumed murdered. The village and the town have moved on from it, but she suspects there's a lot more going on into this. Sadly, at the same time, Andy's boyfriend, Sal, committed suicide, and she really digs deep into it. A lot of people don't want to talk to her about it, but she just keeps going further and further into it. And it's just a really well-constructed show. I guess it's sort of young adult fiction, but it's quite well-made, well-acted. The young cast members are all really good, and there's lots of little twists and turns, so you're never quite sure how it's going to end up. And special credit to Emma Myers, who plays Pip, and she's actually an American actress. I've spoken recently about a lot of Irish and UK actors going to the US and taking on the American accent. Well, this is vice versa, and she does really well, very credible English accent. So this is just a really well-made, well-constructed show, and there will be at least another season based on further books in the series. So, yeah, this is a good fun show to watch. It's A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, and that's on Stan.
Excellent. I don't really know how to murder, so maybe this will be the show to give us that information, give us that knowledge.
Well, I guess she's not doing the murdering, but she's finding out about how it all works, I guess you could say.
A bit of entertainment and a bit of education too, you know, why not? That's great. Good Girl's Guide to Murder. Have you got another show or film for us, Wayne?
Yeah, I've got an interesting show. It's called Expats. This is a 6-episode drama on Prime Video, and I found this quite a fascinating show. It's all set in Hong Kong, and I don't really recall many shows that are set in Hong Kong, so I found that interesting just from that point alone. And this is about the expat community in Hong Kong and how they sort of fit into the community. They're all lead quite privileged lives. They've all basically all got servants. They've got these luxurious apartments they live in. And it's just a really good contrast between the expats living there and also the local Hong Kong people. And this story revolves around three people. Margaret, played by Nicole Kidman. She's married to Clark, who I think sort of works high up in finance. There's Hillary, which is Margaret's best friend. She's sort of trapped in a fairly lifeless marriage, and she's having an affair. And then there's a young woman called Mercy, who's a Korean-American, who comes to Hong Kong, and she ends up working briefly for Margaret, but she's involved in Margaret's youngest child going missing. And that's the centre of the story and the recriminations from that and how they're sort of trying to come to terms with that. And they also have pangs to move back home. Margaret and her husband are sort of looking at that, especially after losing their child, and they've got two other young children, where they want to move back to the US. So it's a really interesting drama. As I said, not really many set in Hong Kong. And this really gives a good idea of what it's like up there for, and there's one episode in particular which focuses on the servants and their sort of lifestyle, I guess, which is a lot less glamorous than the expats in their fancy apartment. So yeah, really interesting, well-made drama, and that's called Expats, and that's on Prime Video.
Cameron was giving me two thumbs up while you were explaining all about that show.
Okay.
So he's a big fan. He likes the show very much. So if Cameron and Wayne Massingham are giving thumbs up, you know, it's got to be good quality.
Let's go with that.
That's my seal of approval.
She's a hard-working Nicole Kidman. She's been in about 3 TV shows a year at the moment. So
that's our gal.
She's always really good in it.
That's our gal. Look, we've got a movie. We've got 2 TV shows. I think we need an album to end out this segment today, Wayne. What have you got for us?
Yeah, well, let's go with an album I've been playing quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. Really enjoying it. It's by a band with the interesting name of Hotline TNT. I'm really delved into how they got their name. But this is their new album. It's called Raspberry Moon, 11 tracks in total. It's the third album for the band, and this is truly the first album as a band. It's they're from New York. They're led by a fellow called Will Anderson, and the first two albums were sort of basically solo projects. But this one is definitely a band total involvement. There's four members in the band, and I'd say this is their best and most polished album yet. I've seen various ways how they're described. Shoegaze comes up a lot, but if you're expecting like Slow Dive or something like that, it's definitely not like that, but there are elements of shoegaze. I think it's sort of a bit of crossover with power pop and just a good old solid indie rock. Really enjoying it. There's a lot of really catchy tracks on this, really good guitar, so I think it's worth, hopefully the listeners are intrigued by this and worth checking out Hotline TNT and their new album, Raspberry Moon.
Well, with a recommendation like that, Wayne, from you, we of course have to have a little listen because we are very interested. So have you got a track for us today?
Yeah, well, let's go with the opening track. It's called Was I Wrong? And this is a really good way to burst into the album. It's a great song to lead off the album. And this one definitely has a lot of shoegaze elements. a lot of really good guitar. So let's go with Was I Wrong?
Brilliant. Wayne, we're going to do that right now. Thank you so much for dropping by for another 4x2. And we'll talk to you again next week for even more great recommendations.
Sounds great, Jack. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Wayne.
See ya.
That was Wayne Massingham for Wayne's 4x2. To hear more reviews from Wayne, just search Wayne on the 2SER website.